Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of February 2018, and this is the 745th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm indoors at the moment. I've just been clearing up and getting ready for the Writer's Cave, which is at 6. It's now a little bit after 5, but at 5:30 I'm going to have a little work session with my sister. We usually do our accounts together on Sunday nights over Skype, each doing our own, but giving each other moral support while we do it. But we got talking last Sunday and ended up not doing any accounts at all. So we're going to do maybe 20 minutes, 10 or 20 minutes of accounting before the cave starts, which has really meant that I've needed to be much more organised today, like eating before that and making sure that I have cleared up, because one thing will follow very closely on the other. But it looks as if everything is ready, I think, for the cave. And I've made myself a pot of tea, which I hope will sustain me for the next hour or two. And I'm about to take the rubbish out. It comes very early tomorrow, and it's very easy to forget about it after the cave. So I'm about to do that now. It's been a beautiful day today, but a bit hot, and I've been keeping out of it, apart from early this morning when I went for a walk on Loch Lofty, and it was still quite beautiful. I went on a walk, not to the top, but using it as a sort of loop to get to the shop, and very fortunately at the shop I got a lift home, so I wasn't carrying too much. So it's been a good day. I've been inside, but I also went to the cafe today to do some writing, and it came quite fluidly, which surprised me a bit, because I haven't worked on it for a few days, and sometimes a break is good, but it bodes well for tonight. Maybe I just have needed lots of rest and I need to make the most of it. And maybe it's also the fact that although it's hot today, it's a very clear day. It's not at all muggy. It's quite dry. There was a breeze in the cafe. I got a seat that was partway between the air conditioning and the open door, where a breeze was coming in. It was a breeze that I can't catch from my house, because I'm in a conjoined house and the breeze is coming from the side that is the wall that attaches itself to the neighbour house. So it's often that lovely breeze. I just can't quite get it. It is heating up now, and it's going to get much hotter tomorrow, and it'll be hot the following day. So I'm hoping it's not going to be a terribly hot night, but it's certainly going to be hotter than it was last night. But trying to keep cool, and I'm just going to go outside to take this rubbish out. So I'm going to take you with me. I've been picking more nectarines off the tree. I've got most of them now. Some still would do with a couple of extra days, and we'll see whether it's me or the possums who get it first. Hello, Stella. My neighbour's cat, the one who's been here before. Hello. Rolling on the cool concrete in the shade. Hello. Yes, it's lovely in this breeze. Lovely. So I'm sure it'd be good if I could get some sort of a funnel and redirect it. It does quite often get hotter in the late afternoon. I'm not sure why, but it is hotter than it has been for most of the day. I seem to have so much paper rubbish. That's one. So I've just not been concentrating. I've put the rubbish into the wrong bin. I'm going to have to pause this while I lift it up. That was very tricky. Just quite unwieldy things, these bins. Got this very full green one too, because I filled it with all my prunings on Saturday. Was it Saturday I did it? I think it was, because I seem to remember talking to you about it. And actually, the person who gave me a lift home today looked down my drive and asked me whether I'd like him to come along with his hedge cutter. It's a fantastic offer. It'd be really, really good to cut it back a bit. There, that's that out. I'm trying to think which doors to open, whether to leave any open or whether it'll just let more heat in. Actually, the coolest place is under the hedge that I'm just thinking about cutting back, because it has a sort of lip over the top where I haven't been able to reach, which provides shade from the sun. Stella. Oof. I just got an insect in my eye. Somebody's practicing the piano. Oh gosh, it's really hard to tell whether to have the door open or not. I think maybe yes. Row, row, row a boat is being played on the piano next door. Oh gosh, that's great. Now I feel as if I'm prepared for this evening for a good writing session. It's lovely to feel ready before it's actually happened, but I mustn't get too much into a fool's paradise with my talking. I need to actually get the financial stuff ready so that I can do that with my sister soon. So I do hope that you've had a day that's been that's felt as good as mine. I love it when days go well, when it's sort of happy days, and it's so hard to know what makes them or what. So much of it is inside oneself. I think a lot of what today was, actually, when I do think about it, was that I did Qigong yesterday afternoon. And it was a lovely, lovely Qigong session. This was with a class. And after a Qigong session, I sleep extraordinarily well. This time last week, it was, of course, the sort of eclipse night. Well, not the eclipse night, but the it was the eclipse nights, but it was full moon and very hot, and it was very, very difficult to sleep. So it didn't happen last week, but this week it was quite a cool night, and I slept incredibly deeply last night. So I think that actually is the main reason today's been a good day. I'm very grateful for it, and yes, need to celebrate the fact that it's here, and really hope that you've had a similar day, that you been able to enjoy whatever it is you're doing or whatever it is that's come your way with those on days like this when things are good. Odd little serendipities tend to happen, and they don't when you're not yourself. And I think I mentioned that last week, that I didn't feel myself. So, lovely to be back here inside my own body. I hope you have a great day, as I said, and thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.